Okay, Rabbosai. Page 284 in the bottom. Siman Kuf Yud Dalet Siv Tes. We're going to continue learning the halachas of the distinction between Yemos HaChamo, the summer, Yemos HaGeshem, the winter. And we mentioned yesterday the 30 days concept, that if somebody mentions the chazakah of 30 days, that you have to assume that you said the same tefillah 30 days into the next season. 30 days is that chazakah. Now, Shulchan Aruch is going to give another example over here with the following halacha, Sif Tes, last word of page 284. If, b'yom rishon shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, hoima birkas ato giboy, if a person on the first day of Pesach, he says, ato giboy, had moirid atol, and he says the word moirid atol, tishim pa'omim, 90 times, keneged shloshim yoim, for the 30 days, keneged shloshim yoim, shoim ha'oysa shalosh pa'omim b'chol yoim, if a person decides to say 90 times, ato giboy until moirid atol, then, if he says it 90 times, as if he said it's equivalent to the 30 days. 30 days times 3 tefillahs is also 90. So misham ve'elach, from then onwards, im eino zoicha, if he does not remember, him hiskir geshem, if we mention geshem, harayu becheskas shel hiskir geshem, you have to assume that he did not mention geshem, ve'eino tzorich lachzor, doesn't have to go back. So, in other words, we know that just as much as the requirement of saying Mashiva Ruach Umoirid HaGoshem, it's a requirement to say it in the winter. And if a person fails to say Mashiva Ruach Umoirid HaGoshem in the winter, he's Choza, he has to repeat Shemana Esra. Similarly, a person who does say Mashiva Ruach Umoirid HaGoshem in the summer, like the time of year now, if you do say Mashiva Ruach Umoirid HaGoshem, then actually, you messed up your Shemoneh Esrei. You're not meant to ask now for rain. The Gemara says it's a simon klolo. If a person asks if it's rain now, it's a simon klolo. It's not meant to be raining to a large extent. I know it was snowing last week, but it's not really meant to be raining this time of year, serious rain. So therefore, it's a person is choza. If a person says Mashiva Uchmayit Agoshem in the summer, he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. What happens if a person is in doubt as to whether they said Mashiva Ruach Umoirid HaGoshem in the summer? He just doesn't remember. Did I say Mashiva Ruach Umoirid HaGoshem? Did I not say it? There the halacha is, well, it depends. Have you said 90 times Shemoneh Esrei or not? Are you past the 30 days period or not? The cooling off period. The cooling off period, or rather, should we say in the summer, the warming in period. That there's a 30 days period. And it depends then, if you're past the 30 days, you can't assume that actually I said the right filler. If it's within the 30 days, you have to assume actually, no, I kept on davening the way I davened in the winter. That's what Shulchan Aruch says over here. The Mishneh Berurah makes an interesting shail over here with regards to in the name of the Mishneh, in the name of Chassam Sofer, in the Chuvas. It's not that often Mishneh Berurah quotes Chassam Sofer in Chuvas, but he says over here, what happens if a person, actually, it's the next Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Membeis. Mishnah Berurah asks, what happens if a person did say 15 days of tefillah, and afterwards he does 45 tefillahs of 45 times he says the part of the tefillah without saying Mashiva Ruach Umoirid HaGoshem? Does that count? Can you combine both? Can you just say that 45 times? And then 15 days of tefillah worth. Does that actually work? Does that count? Mishneh Berurah says that he probably does. So Lemaisa, I mean, I just had a visit from my shver. Was it yesterday or today? He came today. My shver visited me. It was very interesting. He told me that they were just talking to him about this halacha. So my shver told me something really interesting. My shver told me that he remembers as a child. So we're going back in the 1940s. He remembers as a child. In his childhood, he remembered that in the first days after, always the first day of school after in the winter, in the first day of school in the summer, he remembers that they had to say first, they had to say 100 times, or I don't know if it was 101, like some or 90 times, they say Mashu Baruch Mei Dagashem, just because then from then onwards, if you have a suffix, you can assume you said it right. And in the summer, they had to say the part of the fill again, because we don't say, Am Nusach is not to say Marid at all. Oh, as we mentioned yesterday, so the halacha then is you have to say the part of the tefillah over here. You just go out to Giboy, and you keep on going over here until Matzmiach Yeshua. If you say that many times over, yeah. Because what would the other option? Yeah, I'm not sure if that works. Maybe that would potentially work as well. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, but if you say it for sure from out to Giboy onwards, and for sure if you go all the way here, then it's like inbuilt in your system, and then you can assume that you said it right. But you need to say it 90 times. So he said apparently in school, in Cheder, that's what they used to do. They used to say it 90 times, first day in the winter, 90 times first day in the summer. So that would actually work. It would actually work. Right, so that's the Reb Shlomo Zalman, also the Reb Shlomo Zalman brings that the Minig in Yerushalayim was to say that. Yeah. Well, what would you say? What? Well, you wouldn't be able to say a bracha, that's for sure. And the boys can say you shouldn't say a bracha. So you're not going to say bracha to Hashem Mechaya Mesim. Hashem. Yeah, you're going to say the Hashem Hashem. Yeah. I hear that. I suppose it's. What's that? Ah, you're right. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you very much. Mr. Wosef Kotlam Mites. Pirkas at the Gibbo, Sefer Shulchan Shloim Akosav, Tiaschem and Mechaya Mesim Atov, Voloy at the Gibbo. Thank you very much. Absolutely spot on. That you should stay for, you shouldn't stay from at the Gibbo, you should say Mechaya Mesim. Shloim Rashem Levatola, Vim Yovol, Lishanez Askoraz Hashem, Necho Shavol, Lishanez Achkeb, Nehegel, Gambit Fila. Thank you so much. You're absolutely correct. You should be saying Tak, you should be starting from you should be starting from Mechaya Mesim instead of at the Gibbo, not to save yourself the Shem Hashem. Right, I don't know, Rabbi says, is that what people do? Is that what you do on the way to work? You say, Mechaya Mesim Ato 90 times on the way to work, just to make sure that afterwards you get out of Sfeikus. I'm not sure, but it's definitely something which is, which maybe Kedai. I mean, yeah. So, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay,
if you're doing that, you have to do it in a row.
No, not necessarily. Mishnah Berurah says Mefuzor may work as well. So yeah.
I was reading the article. It's to be said on the first day.
It doesn't have to be. As long as you hit 90.
You say any time during the.
Yeah. 90. Apparently, they used to say. Reb Shlomo Zalman said the minig was in Yerushalayim. The minig vasik in Yerushalayim was that on Simchas Torah by the Hakafas, they used to say the tzaddikim used to say many times over. Mashiach Baruch Hu Mashiach Goshem. And used to say it many times over. I don't know if it was a tune to it, or it was part of the dancing, I'm not sure. And they would say it over and over, over and over by the Akafas. That's what Shlomo Zalman reports. Okay. He says also, Chazokah, but Lemaisa B'diavad, it's fine with that. Yeah. Old Dine Chazokah. That's great. The Rama continues. If you just say until the word Michal Kalchaim and you don't say Mashu Yochum Edagoshem, you're safe as well. If you say it in Shmini Atzeres 90 times, after Gibor Admiri Edagoshem, him nistapek achakach, if you end out afterwards, him hiskiro loy, chazoka, there's a chazoka shiskiro that Yashkini mentioned him. 90 times is the key concept over here. If you've said it 90 times, you can assume you said the right filler. Yes. Good question. So that is really what Mishnah Berurah mentioned earlier. From this Shulchan Aruch over here, it appears that it is 30 days. From this Shulchan Aruch, it would appear that it's Tishim Pa'omim. It's 90 times. From the early Shulchan Aruch in Tzif Ches, it appears that it's 30 days. And this indeed is a Machlokes Achronim. Mishnah Berurah is Mekil Lemaisa. Okay, right. We move on now. After having discussed the halachas of Mashiach Baruch Moed HaGoshem, I must say, it's much easier for the Nusach Sfarad Yidden. It's much easier because you're never really getting into serious trouble by saying Merid at all. You're never really getting into shit because, you know, you never have to As we mentioned yesterday, you won't have to be chozer. Okay, Simon Kuf Tes Vav. We're moving on now. We are continuing in Shemona Esser. We're now up to the Baruch of Atachonin. And here the Shulchan Aruch says the following. Tam Birkas Atachonin, the reason why we say the Baruch of Atachonin. Mipnei Shemoy Saho Odna Min HaBehema. Since the difference, the distinction of a person, min ha-behema, from an animal, he habina is the wisdom, the asichel and the understanding, kovu, the word koiver, birkas atochoinen, the anshe knesa gedoyla, they established the bracha of atochoinen, which of course refers to atochoinen adam das, wisdom, and as to whether the nusach is, atochoinen adam das, whatever the nusach may be, but either way, the bracha is referring to bina v'haskel, to understanding his wisdom. Kavu, therefore, they established birkas atachonin rosh lemtzios. It's the first one of all the middle brachas. We spoke yesterday about the fact there's the first three brachas, there's the final three brachas, and there's a middle chunk of brachas. The first one of the middle brachas is atachonin, which is wisdom, because that's really what distinguishes us between us and animals. She'im ein bina ein tefillah. If there is no bina, if there is no wisdom, there is no understanding, there is no tefillah. It's very interesting because, of course, we don't, of course, chas v'shalom, it's not even worth uttering these words. Of course, we don't believe in the way the goyim's understanding of evolution. It's not even worth uttering this. But afal pikei, nevertheless, it's very important, and the emphasis in Shulchan Aruch is really, really, really stressed over here. That we still, and the Chazanish writes, I just saw this, it's really interesting, I saw this a few days ago in the Chazanish's most astonishing sefer, which is Emunah B'Tochen. He writes there, and he says that it's a fact that our physical bodies do resemble to a very large extent to animals. I mean, I don't know anything about I don't even know the science which is associated to that. Biology, but anatomy, right? But to a large extent, our physical bodies are very similar to many of the animals. But it's a fact that we resemble in many ways. We agree with that. That's a fact. But the point is that our difference, what we distinguish in what the Torah calls Ruach Mamalo. We can talk and we have wisdom. We can talk and we have wisdom. The Chazanish speaks about talking. Shulchan Aruch talks about Bina v'Haskel. We have a whole world, which is the climax of the creation, which is the creation of Bina v'Haskel. And that's what we have. And that's, since that's so critical and that's so important, that's so crucial, and that's the essential creation of Adam, therefore, we have, it's the first bracha that we make in of the Emtzayos. Mishnah Berurah here says it in beautiful, it brings us here to Hayom Tziv Katan Aleph. It says as follows: Rosh Lem Tzuyos, Oit Tam, an additional reason. Al Seder Abroches, the another reason for the Seder, for the order of the Broches of the Shemona Esrei, Kosu B'Sefer Seder Hayom. It's written in the ancient Sefer Seder Hayom. It says Atochoinen, the Atoch Broch Atochoinen Rishoina. At the beginning, Sheila Se Chochma V'Das Ba'Odom is the first Broch of a person. Is Chochma, is understanding. The Belavachi Mimenu Hanofel. Now. Without that, it was not worth our creation. We're not worth being created. We're not worth being created if we don't have Bina and Haskel. If we don't have Seichel, if we don't have understanding, if we can't ask questions, if we can't explore academic matters, we can't explore and delve into the beauty of the Torah, then it's not what are we here for. Therefore, we need very much kavana for this bracha. This is the main sheila, main bakasha, main request, main question. That a person needs to ask, which the person needs to ask from the Bnei Shalom. The very first, really important question, bakasha, request that a person asks from the Bnei Shalom is, give me seichel. Whatever I'm going to be doing today, Give me seichel, Hashem. And he continues and he says, "Sheyite loy seichel v'das." A person should be given seichel v'das. Yosha, straight seichel. Limois bara, to be disgusted of bad. V'livchoir, and choose batoiv, to choose good. Mishnah continues. I'm not going to go into that now. But the Mishnah says the first bracha that a person needs to make is atochoinen. Because we want Hashem should guide us. We should have Siyat Nishmayim in making the right choices every day. You know, I'm ahead. I have a day where we make, I don't know how many, count how many decisions we have to make through the day. I mean, how many decisions do we make in a day? Whether looking at things, thinking about things, speaking things, answering, saying, speaking. We probably make tens, if not hundreds of thousands of decisions every day. And they're all decisions and choices. And the first book is, please Hashem, make me, guide me to make the right choices. I want to make the right decisions today. And therefore that's the very first bracha. The Mishnah Berurah then continues in the order of the brachas, where Refaenu comes afterwards, etc. But let's continue now in Shulchanoch Sif Kuf Tezayin. Perush Birkas Refaenu, we move on with the bracha of Refaenu. Refaenu Hashem Vedei Rofei. Hashem, please, Refaenu Hashem, please heal us. Hafal Gav, although the cost of Liochit, Tishlochonoch is bothered about the fact that we changed the Nusach of the Pasuk. Normally, we know, we're not really meant to change the Nusach of Psukim in the Torah. Here we do. The Pasuk is not really, over here we say, Refoein Hashem v'nirofei. So Tishlochonoch says, Hafal Gav, although the cost of Liochit, the cost of really is referring to Yochit, individual, Hein Mechanin Oiso Lerabim, that we say that if something is written in Yochit, we don't make it into Rabbim, into plural, and here we do. That's only when you actually read. But when you're not reading, you're not learning, but you are davening, in a way of davening, and be seeking Hashem, it's permitted. Shulchan Aruch is bothered by the fact that we're saying it over here, we're changing the Nusach of the Pasuk, he won't change it in a singular, from a singular to a plural form. Hefa'einu Hashem v'nerofe, which is in plural. We're not really allowed to change the Nusach HaTfilah. Why do we do that? So the answer is because of the Dech Tfilah and Dech Bakosha, that's permitted. And continues the Ramah, Bekomokim imoim abizmo sholem also lishanes meloshin yochid lerabim elhefech. The Ramah adds another reason why it's fine, because over here we're not saying a whole mizmah, a whole capital Tehillim, only a few words, and there the issa doesn't apply in the first place. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkot and Gimel over here, Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkot and Gimel, Yvyochel is palel al cholim. A person is entitled to daven for cholim. Person can daven for ill people in that he knows. But for einu v'yoyma refano ployni ben ployni refuah shlemo besurich shar choy leYisrael. V'hanem mele shloy befonov. This is if he's not before you. Aval befonov, if he's before you, hentzoch laask geshmo, you don't have to mention the name. Here the Mishnah Berurah says that it is the right. It doesn't say it's the right thing, but that's probably what he means. You're allowed to, and it probably means that you're meant to daven for the cholim in the tefillah of refa'enu, and that's I think published in most sidurim. That fill in the Refa'enu to add for Cholim. Reb Shlomo Zalman says something really interesting, and he asks, is it right to daven a lot like this for Cholim? And he says a very interesting point, Reb Shlomo Zalman. Is it right to daven for Cholim in Refa'enu? Is it right to do it frequently, regularly? What do you think?
The same person.
What do you think? You should. I mean, do you have a sit in front of you? I mean, yeah, you want to play.
Is it right to add in the name?
No, you don't. The tefillah contains the name. You should say the name. To add a name, that's something. You mean to add a name to a choyle? That's something else. That you wouldn't do that here. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so the nusach over here is, which is the common nusach, you're also from there, Hashem Elokei v'Elokei Avosai, Shtishlach merfuah shlema min ha'ashmayim, merfuah z'nefesh rufus z'guf, l'choyle, and then you add the name, b'soich shah choyle Yisrael. So, Reb Shlomo Zalman says something really interesting about it. What do you think about it, Rabbi Yisai? Do you ever add choylem?
In your tefillahs? You say more than once? I mean, once you've done it once, that's it now. Hashem knows the
name. Oh, we'll get to it. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman says. What's your feelings about it? The more you daven, the better. I mean, it's very common that people add a lot of names and they do it for, as a matter, it becomes mamash part of the tefillah, and they daven. I mean, it's common practice to say that tefillah very regularly. Here, what do you think?
So is this about the tefillah? It's not about the davening, it's about how you say it? Presumably that's the
shayla. Not really, no. Because we're going to see that you can add your nusach over here. You, if you'd want to change it slightly, that'd actually be okay.
So long as you're
It's just before, it's not part of the bracha, it's before the bracha. As long as the chesim of the bracha is fine, you'd actually be able to, well, so Reb Shlomo Zalman, and that's, you see, you need the gallus of Reb Shlomo Zalman to see that. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that it loses all its power and all its koyach and all its beauty if it becomes part of the tefillah that you daven every single day. He said it needs to be a special tefillah. It needs to be a tefillah which is added for chalila if really needed. He said it shouldn't be becoming part of the seder of the tefillah. Only do it if it's really. We all know the difference between daily tefillahs and special tefillahs. We all know that. We all appreciate the difference between doing something every day as a matter of course and adding something special when chalila when it's really needed. Do you agree to that? So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, don't do it every day. Don't do it every day. Do it if needed. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman's perception is. And I think that makes a lot of sense because if we really need to be part of the Nusach HaTfilah, no doubt Chazal would have established in part of the Nusach HaTfilah. So it's meant to be a special tefillah. So says Reb Shlomo Zalman.
I don't understand that at all. Because the Maisa, the Chachamim they did create a Matbeah of whatever the Shemoneh Esrei is.
He is talking to humans. Reb Shlomo Zalman, as always, is talking to humans. And he appreciates that people daven different if it's extra tefillahs than if it's regular tefillahs. Reb Shlomo Zalman is talking, you're right. In an ideal world, you'd be right.
But that the Gemara says, is dafka the struggle, one of the things that you constantly have to mechazik in a tefillah.
Correct.
So you have to mechazik in a tefillah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to say, don't start davening because
you're... I hear that, but I think there's a very real point in what Shlomo Zalman says. That if you should be a powerful tefillah, you don't do it every day. But I hear what you're saying. Okay. Mishnebura in Tzivkot Na'alef goes into the Nusach HaTfilah. Please allow me to go back at Mishnebura. In Tzivkot Na'alef, in the earlier page, it says, Lo yom ha-refa'enu Hashem elokeinu v'nirofei. And the point I want to make is v'tzorich lama choylei b'tzeirei halamet. So the Nusach is choylei amo Yisrael. And then he adds, Yeshoim shelo yom ha-re'enu v'onyenu, rak re'e v'onyenu. He brings over another initial Nusach that it may be the correct Nusach to say re'e v'onyenu instead of re'e-no v'onyenu. But he does say, "Avol amogen Avraham v'eli rabbe shagdoilim kosu she'en lozim in aminik she'em re'enu ve'onyenu." So there's some have a minister to say re'enu ve'onyenu. It's interesting that Mishnah Berurah is mamash goes into the detail of the nusach, and it's very important. I mean, I'm not a boki in nusach atfilah at all. I'm not, by all accounts, I'm not a nusach in nuschos atfilah. But it is noticeable that there are some sidurim which are mamash full of mistakes. I'm not a big medaktik, and I'm not a. I have no understanding whatsoever in Diktuk, and I'm not, but it's clear, it's evident that some of the Sidurim, especially some of the old, slightly older ones, are mamash, are full of mistakes, really full of mistakes, loaded with mistakes, and it's important to this nowadays. There's a lot of really beautiful and outstanding Sidurim, and it's important if one has one own Siddur to ensure that it's a Siddur that has Askamas, and many of the contemporary Sidurim come with Askamas. And that all the mistakes have been taken out. Okay, good. So let's start with Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. Din Birkas Hashonim. We're now moving on to Birkas Hashonim. The bracha of Boruch Aleinu. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Tzivar Birkas Hashonim. Tzorich Loima B'moyis Hakshomim V'sein Talu Moto. We're up to the Birkas Hashonim. The bracha of Boruch Aleinu there. There's again a distinction between the summer and the winter. Says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. In Yemayz HaKshomim in the winter, you need to say V'sein Ta'alu Moto. U'maschin Elisho El Moto B'chutz La'oretz B'tfilas Arvez Shel Yoim Shishim Achat Kuf Astishi. When do we start saying V'sein Ta'alu Moto? What do we say? When do we start saying V'sein Ta'alu Moto?
December 4th,
right? Is that... Yeah, when do we start saying V'sein Ta'alu Moto? 4th of December. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, so the answer is, why is it? What's the secret of 4th of December? What is it? What is it about 4th of December?
The winter.
Oh, very good. So it's actually, the cheshbon is, that it is on the 60th day after Tkufas Tishri, We know that the year is divided into various tkufas, and tkufas tishi, when the tkufas tishi is completed, 60 days after that, that's when you start saying v'sentalo motali v'acha, and that happens to be, not happens to be, it is the 4th of December. So it's an easy way of calling it. Correct. It is absolutely that.
It's based on solar things.
That's right. Because that, yes, that's right.
What's the connection then with the Tkufas Tishrei if it's a solar thing?
Well, because the Tkufas are...
So the Hebrew calendar follows the lunar cycle.
Correct. But Tkufas don't.
Okay. When does the Tkufas Tishrei start and end?
The dates I forgot. Pardon?
I read somewhere that after 100 years it shifts from December the 4th to December the 5th or something
like that. I don't know about that. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. V'yoyim ha-tkufa u'bichtal ha-shishim, and the actual day of the tkufa is part of the 60 days. However, be'eretz Yisrael, however in Eretz Yisrael, maschil elishon melel zayin ma'cheshven, we start on the 7th of Cheshven. So there's a distinction, as we all know, that in Eretz Yisrael you start counting on the 7th of Machesh, when you start saying V'sent HaLomoto, as opposed to in Chutz La'ot, in which we start saying V'sent HaLomoto on the 60th day of the Tkufas Tishrei, V'sholin HaTfilas HaMincha, and we ask V'sent HaLomoto ad until Tfilas HaMincha Shel Erev Yom Tov, until Mincha of Erev Yom Tov, Harishon, the first day Shel Pesach, of Pesach, and afterwards, poiskin, we stop, we discontinue Melishal from asking V'sent HaLomoto. Okay, more on that, Mitz Hashem. Tomorrow, but just you want to ask something? Okay, very good. That Mishnah will address that tomorrow, Mitz Hashem. Just to recap briefly what we covered tonight, we started speaking about, we started speaking Sif Tes, which taught us which went again into the detail of 30 days or 90 tefillahs into the winter or into the summer. Once you've done if you have a suffix within 30 days, you have to assume you said it like the previous season. After 30 days or 90 tefillahs, you can assume you said it right. We spoke about saying it over 90 times. And we spoke also about splitting 15 days and 45, which was according to Mishnah Berurah. We then spoke about the concept of, we stand spot and speaking about the first boch after the Rishonos, the first boch of the Emtzias is Atochon Le'odom Das, which is because that's really the difference between us and animals. Le'havdil. And that's why it's so important. We also spoke about Mishnah Berurah mentioning the Seida Ayoim, that we start with Atochonim because that's really so important to make the right decisions throughout the entire day, to choose and decide between good and bad. We went on to Simon Kuf Tezayin, which tells us about Refo'enu, and it tells us there is no problem of doing it, saying it Loshen Rabim, although the Pasuk says in Loshen Yochid for two reasons. One is because it's Loshen Atfil, and therefore you can change the Nusach. And secondly, the Ramah says that's only applies if you're saying a whole capital Tehillim, otherwise it's not a problem anyway. We also mentioned Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Gimel tells us to add short Tefillah for Chole is appropriate and is right. We mentioned Sim Kuf Yud Zayin that in Boruch Oleinu we start saying V'sent HaLomoto Livracha, and there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, and as you said, 7th of Ma'achesh, and Chutz La'aretz is on the 60th day after Tkufas Tishrei. More on that tomorrow. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.